We're in Simen Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Beis, and we'll be doing the first part of it. Now, Sif Yud Beis is discussing a case of Maliga. Maliga is pouring hot water onto a chicken in order to clean it, in order to get the feathers off. Now, there is a problem of Maliga that we find in Shulchan Aruch, and that is namely that if they do Maliga before they salt the chicken, that means that the chicken's got its blood in it. It's got dam. By doing Maliga, you're pouring hot water onto a chicken, which may absorb the blood of the chicken into the chicken itself and make a treif. So Maliga generally is aser. Where is it mutter? If you're doing Maliga from a keli sheni, that means that you take the boiling water out of the kettle into a pot and then pour from the pot onto your chicken, that would be mutter. The Mechaber here is talking about a case where they did Maliga on a chicken, and then they found some wheat in the water, and the question is, ossering the chicken. So the question is exactly what kind of Maliga are we talking about here. If we're talking about a Keli Sheni, that would have to mean that the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir in a Keli Sheni on Pesach, which is actually the Ramoz Shita. We didn't know that the Mechaber held that as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Prima Gadim, who has a different shot here, and he says that what we're talking about is that you did malicha on a chicken before removing the feathers, before cleaning the chicken, and that does work. Afterwards, you're doing maliga now in order to remove the feathers. So that would be the pshat here, but once again, the alternative is that we're actually talking about Keli Sheni, and the Mechaber Shita would be that Keli Sheni answers on Pesach too. But let's see this inside now. Imolgu Pirish, here Tihuhu Bamayim Lahavir Hanotza. That the chicken was heated up in water in order to remove the feathers, Tarnagolis. Vachakach Motsu Bamayim Garin Chita Bakua. And then afterwards, they found in the water one grain of wheat that had swelled and actually opened up, which is chametz. Asura hatarnagolis, the entire chicken is aser. So this is the halacha of where you did maliga, possibly in a kli sheni, certainly in a kli rishon, where it will aser the entire chicken. Now, first of all, the Ramah here does not say anything. The Mechaber mentions that it was bakua. The Ramah had previously told us that whatever we're machmer for in a chita bakua, we're also machmer for in a chita shena bakua, meaning if we just find that the grain has softened but it hasn't yet swelled up, we are choshesh for chametz also. The question is, why did the Ramah not say anything here? We had a similar question in previous sifin. And there are achronim who want to learn that over here, since they're we don't know for sure that that the grain was in the water at the time that the water was poured on the chicken, here you could be makel if it's not a chita bakua. Others say that the Ramah here is relying on his previously having disagreed with the Mechaber, and that even if it is not bakua, it will still aser. So the halachi is that we are choshish that the grain was in there at the time that you poured the water, and didn't just fall into the bowl afterwards. And as a result of it, we aser the entire thing. Now the Mechaber goes on. The imnimsis chita bakua olechem chametz bekli shel mayim. And what happens if you find a swelled up, split piece of a grain of wheat, or you find actually some bread in it, in a kli shel mayim? Now this kli shel mayim, we're soon going to see in the Mechaber, is talking about cold water. Ve'ein ba kedei litein tam, you do not have within it enough in order to aser the water, which means that you have 60 times as much water as you have chametz. Shehamayim tzonanim, and the water, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it, and the water is cold. Ubishlu ba'osa mayim tavshil, and from that water they actually cooked something. Olashu isa, or they needed a dough. Mutter. The halachi is that it is mutter. So the Mechaber says that this is mutter. What's pshat in it? So he's saying that since we're dealing with since we're dealing with water that is cold, how is the chametz going to answer the water? It would only have to be al yedei kfisha, the fact that it's soaked in it for 24 hours. So we don't know that it's soaked here for 24 hours. It may not even be a suffix, and even in the case where it is a suffix, nevertheless, here we're talking about, at worst, it's an iser mashu, because you have shishim keneged it. So we have an iser mashu, which is a chumra derabbanan for chametz, and it's a suffix if it was kavish in the first place, and I don't really know when exactly it fell in. So the halachi is that here they are matir. V'yeshmi she'osrim hu betoch ha-pesach. And there are those who aser, and that is because they hold that on Pesach we are machmer that tzonin, that cold water can be bolea. It can also absorb the chametz. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that the machmirim are only machmir if you know for a fact that you use this water after the chametz was found in it. Meaning someone noticed a grain of wheat in the water, someone else went ahead and took from that water and used it. So there we say the water was definitely there at the time you used it, and we're choshish that tzonin is bolei, and therefore the water was considered water that is chametz. Whereas, if only after you use the water for cooking something in it, later you find a wheat in it, so there we have another reason to be makel, because we're not even sure that the chametz was in the water in the first place by at the time that you, or before you use this water. So to be machmir for a mashuhu, being a mashu of chametz being nivla in the water derech tzonin, and I don't even know that it happened before I used it, that far we would not be machmir.